Okay, so a bit on meditation. Now, meditation is something you can do anytime, anywhere. Okay, so you can choose to sit cross-legged on a cushion, on the floor, same place, same time, with your palms face up, you know, every day or not. You can do it also in a chair. You can do it in the front seat of your car while you're parked waiting for someone to come out of a store. I mean, you can find your opportunity to do it in the course of a day in a variety of locations. So what I want you to do really is establish your own relationship with meditation, okay? So, and you do that by going there repeatedly and focusing your mind, focusing your concentration, okay, through focused concentration. And I want you to do it without using any crutches, okay? Crutches make things more complicated anyway. You know, you've got to have that guided recording or the music on or whatever. You know, don't use crutches. It's just you and your mind, one-on-one, okay? You know, you together with your mind. But you know, you've got a lasso, right? And you're spinning it and you're reeling it in. You're reeling in your mind with your lasso as you sit back on your horse. So you're sitting back on your horse, you're spinning your lasso, you're reeling it off, and you're squeezing those thoughts into oblivion. Squelching your thoughts. Cutting them off. I mean, some people use om to drown out their thoughts. And you can even do that in your mind, not out loud. You know, whatever it takes. You know, this is you and your mind. Don't take no guff from your mind, okay? So you're going to show it and show your thoughts that you're the boss, you know, okay? And, you know, this is not something that you wait to do right. This is something that you just get started with, okay? And I want you to take it on as a challenge and see it as a challenge. And it's a choice you have to make every day because, you know, despite that voice in your head that goes, you know, this is just a waste of time, this is pointless, you know, don't listen to that voice. And, you know, the way you do it is quite simple, really. I mean, this is not a course in meditation, and there are experts in meditation out there far more exalted than I am, that's for sure. But, you know, we can just keep it simple. And the simple way to do this is simply to sit comfortably without slouching, you know, and then relax. You can ask your body to relax, you know, your shoulders, your jaw, your arms, your legs. You can do some breathing, you know, you breathe all the way in, hold it for a little bit, and then let it out slowly. Hold it at the bottom for a bit, and then let it back in again, hold for a few seconds, and you know, you do that for a minute or two, and you find you're very relaxed. It's great. You know, you don't want to sit too close to the window or under a lamp or something, because then the light is just too bright in your eyes and you can't relax. So turn your body away from the window or from the lamp or whatever, if you can, and that'll help you as well. And then the third thing is to close your eyes. You know, you want to close your eyes. And then, you know, you're sitting comfortably, you're relaxed, you've closed your eyes, now you're ready to try not to think of anything. So how do you try not to think of anything? Isn't that the crux of the problem here? Yes, it is. And I just recommend three ways to do that. One is all of them are through observing and paying attention to your senses, your five senses, or just three senses, you're seeing, hearing, and feeling. So you might say, well, you know, my eyes are closed, what am I gonna see? Well, in fact, you do see things with your eyes closed. So if you close your eyes, you'll see little points of light, little shapes of light that are traveling across your field of vision, like across your eyelids. You can actually follow those and focus on those and put your attention there, and you'll find that your thoughts kind of are under control. Okay? You can even roll your eyes back and imagine you're looking into your own mind if you want. And then you'll find that you get, that there's a point of light, you know, or a couple points of light that get very focused, and you can just stare into the depths of those points of light behind your eyelids. You know, and your concentration gets very focused. My favorite thing to do is to listen to the sounds around me. So you can listen to the birds, you can listen to your fridge, you can listen to your furnace, you can listen to like cars on the road, any noise. You can listen to the sound of the room, you know. And you just rest on each sound for a while, sort of focusing your attention on it, and then you know, you can pick out a different sound and move to that sound. You can pick out a different sound and move to that sound. But your attention is focused on observing what you're hearing. And that will keep your thoughts from coming. And a third way, it's a very well-known way, is to focus on your breathing. So you're just focusing on the experience of breathing. You're sort of sitting back in your mind and your body's breathing and you're noticing that it's breathing. And you're focused on the experience of it. Feeling the air enter through your nose or your mouth, fill your lungs, right? And then feeling it leave your body and hearing it leave your body and just focusing on that whole experience. It's great for concentrating your attention and controlling your thoughts, okay? So those three things, you know, no matter what you do though, your thoughts are gonna wander. You're going to wander, you're going to get a little frustrated. You know, you might be worked up and you have to relax a little longer on some days. But regardless, your thoughts are going to wander. And, you know, you're going to have daydreamed for a while. And suddenly you're going to have noted, you're going to notice that you've daydreamed. Oh, what was I just thinking about? And you'll find that whatever you were thinking about wasn't all that important. You just want to bring your attention back to either seeing or hearing or feeling, whatever you were doing before, okay? Just bring it back immediately, okay? It's your challenge. It's your challenge to do this. You can do it. You just have to want it badly enough. You just have to say, no, you know, this is, I can do this. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I don't have to be beholden to what's flying through my mind at any given moment. At least not in the moment that you're sitting there concentrating and focusing your thought. You can do it, okay? And you go easy on yourself and be kind to yourself too, right? But take it as a challenge, like I say. You can do this for 10 minutes or 20 minutes at a sitting. That's great. You know, you can do it all the way up to an hour if you want. And you'll find you probably have a different experience the longer you do it. Those are generally very fun experiences. I recommend that you try meditation maybe for longer than 20 minutes and see where it takes you, okay? So go ahead and try this. Try it today, you know, get started right away. It's a choice that you make. You're gonna be building up that muscle, your brain muscle. It's going to get easier every time you do it, okay? Build up that brain muscle. All the benefits will come to you. Get started today. I'm repeating myself. Until soon, play all out, share all the way, and get as big as you want, my friend. I'll see you in the next video.